This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. All right, it's Sunday, March 22nd. This is your pandemic.news update with Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for all the kind comments from people who are finding value in these podcasts. And if you know someone who may also find value in them, go ahead and spread the word. Tell them to go to pandemic.news because, of course, we are banned on YouTube and Facebook. Facebook is banning coronavirus articles by the Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg News, by the way. So, yeah, pretty much if you say the coronavirus spreads through asymptomatic carriers, you get banned everywhere because Facebook doesn't want people to know how to protect themselves from the coronavirus, which is totally bizarre and probably a criminal offense on the part of Facebook. It's a sort of criminal censorship during the time of a pandemic that is causing people to not get prepared, which is totally insane. But we'll talk about that another time. The topic for today is the incredible stream of collapsing narratives from the mainstream media and even some Trump supporters. Over the last month, and time has moved very rapidly during this pandemic, you may have noticed, but only a month ago, there were virtually no deaths in the United States. There were maybe 3 deaths or 5 deaths or something. Today, as I'm recording this, there are over 400. By the time you hear this, probably be over 600, probably be over 50,000 infections in the U.S. by the time you hear this. Right now, it's like 35,000 something. But just a few short weeks ago, like 3 weeks ago, people had all kinds of narratives that have since collapsed. So I just want to review that and also sort of congratulate you for thinking for yourself, because that's what I encourage people to do all the time, is to think for yourself. Don't let the media drive your belief systems. Don't let any political ideology control your beliefs. Don't rely on one guru to tell you what to do. Instead, think for yourself. And if you think for yourself, you're going to arrive at much better conclusions, and you will be much better prepared for reality compared to people who do not think for themselves. And in fact, you may notice that in these podcasts, my motivation here, my position is not that I'm telling you what to think, but I'm asking you to join me in thinking critically about what's happening. You know, we look at the numbers, we look at the projections, we look at the false narratives, and together we arrive at conclusions of where things are headed, which is why we've been incredibly accurate from day one. You may have noticed we've been incredibly accurate, except actually overly optimistic. For example, I did an article yesterday on naturalnews.com that described my predictions for where we are right now. I think had put the number of estimated deaths when I did the projections, you know, 3 weeks ago, I think it was like 118 deaths is what my model had estimated for yesterday. And in reality, it became 350 deaths or something in that range. So my models were they were only 1/3 roughly of what reality was. So I've been overly optimistic. And yet, one of the narratives that has collapsed is, oh, you're just pushing doom and gloom. So a month ago, when I was talking about this, I would get texts and calls from people in California like, you're just pushing doom and gloom, man. Go back to talking about herbs and nutrients. Stop talking about the virus. It's going to be over in a month. That was a month ago. Now the entire state of California is under a lockdown quarantine, and I'm not getting those texts anymore. But let's talk about other narratives too. The mainstream media's narrative was, you don't need to prepare. Remember that? That was just a month ago too. You don't need food. Yeah, how's that working out for people now who are in a lockdown, a quarantine? The grocery store shelves are stripped bare in some places. People are afraid to go out for good reason. I mean, you should stay home. But how's that advice working out for people? Not very good, right? So if you believe that media narrative, you put yourself in a not as good position. Fortunately, everybody who listens to this podcast doesn't believe the media, so you all got prepared in advance, which is something to be thankful for. How about the narrative that this goes back about 2 months, the narrative that, oh, this is going to be contained in Wuhan. Don't worry, world. This will be limited to China. It's a Chinese thing only. It's just a Chinese thing. And it's not really going to impact anybody else outside of China. They're going to get this thing under control. Don't you worry. All under control. And if it does spread, it won't spread very far. Because we in America, remember this? Oh, we are the most prepared nation in the world for a pandemic. Remember that? That was before it became apparent that we had no medical equipment at any hospital or any government office across the entire country, because it's all made in China and it all comes out of China and it's all gone. The domestic supply is gone. So that narrative absolutely collapsed overnight as well, that we're the most prepared country in the world. Turns out that we're not. We're not. And Italy wasn't, and Spain wasn't, and the UK wasn't. And how about the narrative of globalism? That globalism is awesome. We can outsource all our manufacturing to China and get these incredibly low costs for everything, because the lowest cost is the most important thing. And then we in America, we can live as consumers. We can all just consume things. We don't have to produce anything. So we'll just consume our way to wealth. This was the narrative. And we'll have companies in the stock market that have no earnings and no assets, but are valued at tens of billions of dollars, and will just get rich by trading those zombie corporation stocks. That's an interesting narrative, that we can all be consumers and not producers. Well, that's collapsed, it's a good thing that that's collapsed, actually. We need industry in America. We need people in America producing things. I mean, I'm a producer. I produce colloidal silver. We actually have industrial scale colloidal silver production going right now for the Health Ranger store, healthrangerstore.com. If you want to get some of that, we're rolling out a colloidal silver mouthwash and gargle with iodine and prickly ash bark plus zinc gluconate in it. And that's going to be available in some limited quantities. But we are producing it hundreds of gallons at a time using Texas rainwater, by the way, which is kind of cool. So I bought all this silver from these silver suppliers, and it's 99.99% pure silver, by the way. And then we collected all this rainwater, and we're just combining that to make products. So this is production. And I know that's a simple example, but we need more producers in America. We need to be producing medical masks and intubation equipment and personal protective gear and all these things that come from China. So it's time to rethink all that. And semiconductors, by the way, and rare earth metals. We have to shift away from China. So that globalism narrative has collapsed. Here's another narrative that has collapsed. Open borders are awesome for everyone. Okay, until people are carrying infections across the open borders. As Europe found out, in fact, there was this political correctness thing going on in Italy in the early days before this thing exploded and started killing 500 people a day in Italy. It was, oh, we can't blame the Chinese. And one politician in Italy was like, hug a Chinese person today. Hug a Chinese person. Now, look, I don't blame the Chinese people, by the way. I'm married to a Taiwanese woman who people in Taiwan call themselves Chinese, because Taiwan is the legitimate ruler of all of China, by the way, not the communists. But Chinese people are not to blame for this. But when you have people from China flying airplanes from Wuhan to Italy carrying the virus, it's common sense to say, hey, maybe we should keep our distance from people who just flew in from Wuhan. You know, the Chinese community here. Let's just not hug them. I mean, let's be polite. Let's have human dignity here, but let's not just hug each other in order to be a bunch of virtue signalers, which is what happened in Italy. And then within about 3 weeks after the hugging began, there was an explosion of outbreaks that has now killed thousands of elderly Italians. And that is cause and effect. So this virtue signaling BS has got to stop. We have to deal with this virus by dealing with reality. And when the WHO says, as they did a month ago, they say, oh, we don't need to fight the virus. We need to fight racism. No, we actually need to fight the virus. And it's not racist to say that the virus started in China. So that narrative has totally collapsed, even though, of course, the left-wing media, which loves China because they're all closet communists, they're now saying, you can't call it the Wuhan virus. You can't call it the China virus, as President Trump is doing, just to tweak the media. That's why President Trump is doing that, which I find absolutely hilarious. I think he should call it the China virus, just to anger the left-wing media. It's very funny. All right, the next narrative that has collapsed is gun control. So in California, you have all these gun control people who are suddenly realizing, hey, I need a gun because society may break down. I'm living in Los Angeles. Things are not looking good here for, you know, police officers are getting infected. And how are we going to maintain society? And so people in California are lining up at gun stores, you know, to buy guns. And they're learning, to their great astonishment, there's a 10-day waiting period for gun purchases in California. And they're thinking, in 10 days, the zombies are going to eat my face. So 10 days is too long. When you need a gun, you're a law-abiding citizen. You just want to defend your home or your family or, I don't know, maybe your toilet paper stockpile in the garage or whatever you have because you ran an 18-wheeler through Costco and just, you know, stripped the shelves bare. And now you, maybe you're defending your stash for the local church or the neighborhood or a whole commune if you're in California. Maybe you have toilet paper for the whole commune. And the communes are anti-gun because it's all about peace and love and harmony and everything. But you know what? The looters don't subscribe to that. So even a commune needs self-defense. So anyway, all these Californians are lining up like, I need a gun, but oh, it's a 10-day wait period. And by the way, all the guns are sold out everywhere across the entire nation. There is not a gun left in any distributor anywhere. And also there's no ammo left anywhere. Not any decent ammo. I mean, there might be some, I don't know, buckshot rounds for your 45 or something, but there's not any self-defense ammo, which is what you need. So the gun control narrative has collapsed, even in the minds of many Californians who voted for that stuff. And even more astonishing, they're now realizing, oh, you can't buy guns online. Remember that? That was a media narrative for a long time that everybody could just buy guns online. You probably heard that. That's what the fake news media was reporting for a long time. Turns out you can't buy guns online, and there are a lot of people figuring that out right now. Sure, it would be a good time to own a ghost gunner, which is what you use to make your own guns, which is what I recommended 6 months ago, that everybody should buy a ghost gunner, and now you can't get them. In fact, the ghost gunners are made using parts from China, and those parts are now, that supply line has collapsed. So let's see, what other media narrative is collapsing as of this moment? Okay, another media narrative that is collapsing is that the mainstream media always reports the truth and that the independent media should be censored because they're inaccurate or lying to you. Well, as we now know, it was the independent media, specifically naturalnews.com and Zero Hedge and some others, that were not only telling you the truth, but were absolutely correct this entire time. While the mainstream media was lying to you, telling you things like, oh, you don't need to stockpile food, this is going to be over in 3 weeks. Now they're telling you the virus didn't even come from China. It's like, what? This is some kind of weird communist Beijing Orwellian rewrite of history, like Ministry of Truth revisionist history stuff. Yeah, that's what's going on. And you know, so the mainstream media is absolutely lying all the time about this, including they were lying about the origins of the virus. They're saying, no, it's not a bioweapon. It came from bat soup. Like a bat had an orgy with a snake and a wombat, and then their baby carried the virus or whatever. There's just some stupid, insane, you know, scientifically illiterate rantings of so-called journalists who really. The other thing that's come out of this, by the way, is that mainstream media journalists actually know nothing about science and math, and not to mention virology or epidemiology or infectious diseases or anything. It's astonishing, just astonishing. It's like, wow, these people, it's kind of like one time I gave a speech to a group of high schoolers about where food comes from. I only did this once because I'm like, I'm wasting my time here. They did not know that tortillas made from corn came from corn that grows in the dirt. They thought tortillas came from 7-Eleven or grocery stores or whatever. They really did not realize that it comes from dirt and seeds and sunlight and water, things like that. And this is what it's like trying to talk about epidemiology with a journalist in the mainstream media. They are so far beyond clueless that it's just, whoa. And speaking of clueless, the other narrative that has collapsed, and this is the last one I'll talk about here, is that the CDC stops infectious disease. So the CDC stands for the Centers for Disease Control, but it should stand for the Centers for Disease Communication. That's what I'm trying to say. Because it's the CDC, their policies are actually spreading disease, not stopping disease. So how could the CDC not be able to test for this disease for almost a month, to the point where we did not have good intelligence or so-called surveillance of who was infected and where the disease was spreading and so on? We did not have that information because of the CDC. And it turns out the CDC has spent the last, 5 years focusing on gun control and trying to convince the world that gun violence is a disease. So instead of dealing with viruses, they have these made-up diseases of gun violence. And so instead of stopping viruses and pandemics, the CDC was trying to stop people from owning guns. And how's that working out now in the middle of a pandemic? Turns out you can't shoot the coronavirus with bullets. Maybe some people will try that, but it's not going to work. The coronavirus is bulletproof, and it doesn't care what the CDC thinks about gun control. The coronavirus is going to replicate in human tissue, which means maybe we need a CDC that's focusing on, human physiology, infectious diseases, viral replication, reverse transcriptase, RNA. How about that? Instead of telling us that guns are bad. You know, this virus is bringing out a lot of truth, exposing a lot of lies. And that's one of them, that the CDC has anything whatsoever to do with stopping infectious disease. They really don't. They're not interested in stopping infectious disease, and they're totally unprepared to stop infectious disease. But anyway, that's a summary of all the collapsing narratives. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Thank you for laughing along with me as I demonstrate a little bit of humor. We have to laugh a little bit of satire. Thank you for listening. Pandemic.news is the website. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Stay alive, hunker down, and you too can survive this, and Pandemic.news will help you accomplish that. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.